what is Christianity or what is religion? What is it about? What is the purpose of it? If I think about all religions, they're supposed to all promote the one thing, right? Love, unity, acceptance, peace. No matter what religion you are, it's all about the same thing. And that's basically who I am. I'm here to spread awareness and spread unconditional love, like completely towards your soul, not towards the physical appearance, not towards your physical self of who you are, your color, of your skin, your culture, what religion, all the labels. I'm talking to the deeper part of you, the one that most people can't see.
I believe that every person has the power to transform their life. Today, I will unlock that power in you. I'm Luke, and you're listening to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's time for you to heal and to find inner peace. Are you ready? Just send me a DM that says, I want inner peace to get started. Until then, enjoy this episode.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's really a blessing to be alive, and I hope that you're doing great. In this session, in this podcast, in this episode, in the time that you invest in yourself to listen to this, you're going to experience some powerful shit. I'm out of my comfort zone. Actually, as you can probably see, you're probably like, where am I? And I'm like, yeah, I had to recreate my studio because I'm currently living at my parents' house, surrounding myself with my beautiful family. But I had to adjust my environment. I've had to, you know, make it work because I was in my parents' dining room before on the last episode. And I was like, man, this is hard. I'm going to have to keep moving my microphone, my camera, my equipment, everything back and forth. I'm like, nah, man, bro, you got to make it easier. Like, you got to have it all in the one space, like you're comfortable, you know, in your power. So I just set everything up. And this is the view in my mother's office. This is her space where she has a lot of her religious piety. So that I remember that because she used to sell a lot of religious, statues and books and, Christian stuff. And in my other room, when I first started my coaching, when I first was putting together the Superpower Mastermind, which is my 20-week coaching program, I was living in the bedroom, in the middle bedroom of my parents' house. This is 2.5 years ago. And so the one thing that I'm very, sensitive to is like energy and like too much stuff, you know, when there's too many things around, it pisses me off, to be honest, right? So like before I started the recording of this podcast, right, there were boxes on the floor and shit. And I was like, nah, man, I got the Dyson out and I was vacuuming because it's a bit dusty, you know, and it's just like everything picks up dust, you know? So again, I always talk about environment and you know, again, I'm not judging my parents. This is their house. They do their thing and they like to keep a lot of stuff around and that. But I'm a little bit different. You know, I like things to be in order. You know, this may not be the same case for you. But, you know, when there's too much stuff around, it disturbs my peace. So, again, that's why I always talk about, you know, your environment. You're the one that's in control. And I have found through my experiences of my growth and journey that having a decluttered environment, man, that's the shit. For me, it brings peace. Like I don't know if you've heard the saying, like the state of your bedroom is the state of your life. The state of your bedroom is the state of your mind. But my brother-in-law, my sister could beg to differ. Like they got a lot of shit going on, but they're busy, man. Like they are hustling. Like my brother-in-law has a big company. My sister's freaking working full-time. They got 3 kids and there's a lot of stuff in their house, but they're very successful. So again, you know, you can turn around and go, nah, that's not the case for me. I'm freaking very successful, but I got shit all over the house. Guess what? I ain't judging you. I'm just talking about like what I'm finding that works for me and what brings me peace. And again, when you have a family, when you got kids, when you're married or in relationship or whatever, of course, man, like, it's not easy to manage everything. You know, this is called self-awareness, unconditional love, and an open mind, right? Because as you listen to the Luke Mind Power Podcast and you tune into my energy and the frequency that I'm on, it's not a one-way street, bro. I'm not here telling you this is the only fucking way you have to live. No, it's not. I'm here to remind you that you have greatness within you and it's your responsibility to discover what that is and to discover your balance, to discover your purpose, to discover what works for you, because what works for you ain't going to work for someone else, and it maybe will, maybe won't, but you got to, this is the point. You got to try shit. And one of the ways that you can start doing that is by exercising, because your relationship with yourself is the most important, and your reality is a direct reflection of how you feel within yourself. And this is what happens, obviously, as you grow and evolve. I've seen quotes like this that, you know, as you get older, you kind of stop giving a shit what people think of you, or you stop allowing your insecurities to control you, or whatever that is, right? But what I've found, I've been training, I've been going to the gym for bloody fucking more than 10 years, easy, like since I was 20, maybe a bit older. But again, it's always it can be underlining factors of, why do you go to the gym? Why do you want to have muscles? Why do you want to be bigger than you are? Why do you want to be fitter than you are? We want to distinguish the truth of, is it your low self-esteem? Okay. The truth is, when you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you want to do shit, right? When you feel good about yourself, you love yourself more. And the truth is, exercising is like fuel for your body. It raises your vibration. It gets your blood pumping, endorphins and all this stuff, right, in your body. So it's very, very, very good for you. But we don't do it, and we're not consistent enough, and we don't appreciate it enough. And that's one of the secrets to like raising your vibration. And over the last few weeks, as I've come back to Australia, I have had to acclimatize myself. I've had to adjust. I haven't had my own bedroom. I've had my fucking suitcase I've been living out of a suitcase. And only now have I recently just kind of like, okay, organize the office. Fucking, I'm like, Mom, I'm back. I'm here for you. I love you, but your office is mine now. I'm taking over. And you know who I am, so don't question me. So I've taken over her office. I've got my suitcase sorted, and I've got some space now. And, you know, I'm getting my power back. I'm getting into my flow. And so I've been to the gym now twice already. So I'm getting back into my routine. I'm excited because I'm going to be going out into nature, into the bush where I used to make all my dancing videos barefoot and start dancing again, you know. And so again, it takes a little bit of time for you to get your power back, especially if it's in an environment that's uncomfortable or it's not something that you would desire. These are some of the sacrifices that you have to make along your journey towards your success. And sometimes it's not going to work out the way that you want it to. And that's why you have to pivot. That's why you have to be open-minded. That's why you have to be open to adjusting yourself, and also patience. Because patience is part of the journey of you achieving your growth and success and what you're trying to achieve. And that's one of the challenges that most of us are struggling with a lot, is because we're not content with where we are because we want to hurry up. You know, let me just remind you that it's okay to be impatient sometimes, because that really shows your deeper desire for what it is that you want. But sometimes experiences and family and situations and things are going to happen along the way that aren't going to be kind of what you planned and what you wanted, but that's okay. Doesn't mean you're not going to achieve your greatness or your success. It just means temporarily you need to adjust yourself, and sometimes you need to make a sacrifice. You know, when I go down to the fundamentals of like, what is Christianity, or what is like religion, what is it about? Like, what is the purpose of it? You know, if I think about all religions, I mean, they're supposed to all promote the one thing, right? Love, unity, acceptance, peace. No matter what religion you are, it's all about the same thing. And that's basically who I am. You know, I'm here to spread awareness and spread love and unconditional love, like completely towards your soul, not towards the physical appearance, not towards your physical self of who you are, right? Your color, of your skin, your culture, what religion, all the labels. I'm talking to the deeper part of you, the one that most people can't see. So I think it's just amazing. Like, for example, I was in Dubai and I finished my event. I just finished speaking, and there was a Muslim lady that came up to me. She gave me a candle, a scented candle. She was, you know, wearing the hijab, and she came up and I went to shake her hand, and she put her hand on her chest. And I was like, okay, so obviously, you know, she doesn't want to touch me, which I was like, okay, whatever. And I just continued talking, and then she apologized. She's like, I'm sorry, but, you know, in my religion or faith or whatever, you know, we don't shake hands with men or something like that. And I said, oh, that's fine. I said, I still love you anyway, you know. It didn't matter. I didn't care, you know. Everybody has their own things, but I'm not going to sit here and judge someone because they have their own type of culture or what they think is right for them. Big fucking deal. But we have these closed-minded way of thinking and being that, you know, we judge other people for their own way of life and what they believe is right for them. And being able to have this open mind and open approach. And that's why when I first started doing this work, I remember having arguments with my mum. Like when I told her I was going to China to the Shaolin Temple, she's like, oh my gosh, why are you going to China? It's a communist country. And I said, I'm going to a Buddhist temple, you know? She's like, what? I said, yeah. So she was a bit freaked out about what I was doing. And then I said to her that, you know, and then I was stepping away from like being identified as a Catholic. I'm not a Catholic. I'm just fucking unconditional love, man. And I'm here to spread that energy. To give that energy, to give you that hope, to give you that awareness that you're not who you think you are, to give you the awareness that you're not your parents. Your job is to discover your true power, your true greatness, your gifts. You have so much greatness and extraordinary talents within yourself, but you've been subdued. Your mind has been conflicted. There's so much toxic negative energy and information out there that has basically infiltrated your mind, your whole being, that has put you on such a low vibration that you don't think it's possible for you. You don't even know your true identity of what it is that you have within yourself, because we've been so dumbed down because of the past, because of history, because of what our parents went through, because of what our parents' parents went through. So that's why you're listening to the Luke Mind Power podcast, because you're here to discover your greatness. You're here to connect with a frequency that is very open and is unconditional love, which is exactly what I am. And some of you could even argue, how can you say that you're unconditional love, but you use the word fuck, right? And even my mum still doesn't appreciate it or can't understand it. You know, she's like, that word is from the devil. That's bad, right? But it's such a beautiful way to emphasize and express on something that needs to be heard. Emphasizing, amplifying to believe in yourself. And when you hear me speak and you hear me when I'm raising my tempo and I'm taking things to a higher notch and I'm speaking really fast and I'm going, you have power within you. I don't give a shit what happened to you in the past, and you need to fucking believe in yourself. Right? And you're paying attention to that. Am I being negative? Am I saying something wrong? No, I'm not. I'm emphasizing that you need to wake up to your greatness, that you got so much extraordinary gifts and energy within yourself that I use that word. I don't use that word from a place of hate, right? Some people can say, oh, that's such a, you know, it's such a bad word, or it's such a low word to use, or low vibrate. It's like, whatever, man. I'm freaking living on this high frequency because I learned to love myself and accept myself for who I am. And when I express myself, I do it the way that feels authentic and in alignment to me. And when I do that, it's fucking powerful. And if you can't tune into that, it's okay. I still love you anyway. You don't have to listen, but again, have an open mind. You know, I have clients that are religious and they're still working with me, even though I speak the way I speak. They don't even use that language and they're still working with me. What does that say? Is that crazy shit or what? My energy speaks volumes. My energy is everything that overrides that kind of language. It's like, he's too positive, this guy. This guy is just on another level. Like, and that's why I always say, with what you surround yourself with is whom you become. And so if you surround yourself with greatness, you surround yourself with an environment that's going to complement your life, that's going to bring you peace, guess what you're going to have? More peace, more power. And now I want to talk to you guys about your journey of success, because there's one secret that you have to pay attention to. And that secret is that if you do not quit and if you just keep going, you'll get there. Obviously, it comes with consistency, discipline, right? There's so many aspects, you know, the right people in your life. But with what I'm doing and what is happening in my life, what's transpiring, what opportunities I'm attracting, this has been 5.5 years now. Sometimes we want things just straight away. And the truth is, it's not going to happen straight away. So get that out of your head. If it seems too good to be true, it is. It's bullshit. Because greatness takes time. Something that is worthwhile is not going to be achieved overnight, in 1 week, in 2 weeks. My 20-week program is transformational. It takes you to the next level. It helps you to become aware of your trauma and your pain. But depending on the severity of everything that you've experienced in your life, remember that if you join us when you're 50 or when you're 40 or when you're 60 or when you're 70, like some of our clients, guess what? How much life have you lived? How much unresolved trauma do you have? How many suppressed emotions have you not spoken about? How much negative energy and shame are you holding on to over the course of your life? This is the stepping stone to you creating the life that you were born to live. This is the power of you reclaiming your future and saying, I'm 50, 45, whatever, wherever you are, and I'm just not willing to continue to live this way. I'm willing to heal. I'm willing to grow. I'm willing to build my self-confidence. I'm willing one step at a time, one exercise at a time, one day at a time. I'm willing to change my environment. I'm willing to surround myself with an amazing community of people that give a fuck about me, that want me to win, because that's very important. And that's what this journey is all about. But it's a process and it's not a destination, guys. It's up to you to tune in. Like when you think about your growing and developing yourself and becoming a better version of yourself, you got to tap into what it is that you're connecting with, because everything you connect with is something that you then take on. It's energy. It's transferred. Okay. So pay attention to what it is that you are investing in, because you become that. This is like ridiculously powerful information, guys. If you're watching this or you're listening on social media platforms or on podcasts or YouTube, share this with your friends, man. Like, give this to people. This is a gift. Share this live, share this podcast episode with your friends, because people need to understand this. Just don't just be dumb enough to just go, oh, I saw an ad and it looks like something good I need to do or work on. I'm just going to do it. Like, do a little bit of due diligence and research the people that you're going to invest in. Just like every single time, guys, honestly, I got to tell you this, man. Like, I shared with my coaching family, you know, it's not even like, I would say clients, they're not even clients, it's fucking family. Like, our connection and the way that we love each other and support each other, that's why we heal so much, because we have each other's back. But I've shared Lisa Nichols with them many times, actually. You know, part of some of the exercises that I share in my program is from Lisa Nichols. I learned it from her during the program that I did, the speaking program, Speaking Inspire with Mind Valley 2018. There was an ambassador in that community that, you know, I started connecting with. She was supporting me, loving on me, you know, but I kind of felt as if, like, you know, and again, I'm not going to, you know, mention any names or anything like that. And I'm not here to judge her or to point the finger or anything like that. But, you know, there was a bit of a, like, I could be honest and say that there was like a little bit of a liking, you know, from her to me. But for me, it was more about just connecting with someone, you know, that I felt I was inspired by, that was a leader that felt right, you know, and she was supporting me so much. And I was like, yeah, mad. And then also, you know, she knew Eckhart Tolle, which is a very big spiritual teacher at that time. I was only freaking 2018. This is like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 5 years ago. Yeah. And I was like, oh, wow, she knows him. Wow. You know, and then again, I was like, whoa, I should stay close to this person. She knows big people. She could connect me with, you know, people that I want to work with in the future, whatever. So as the relationship evolved, you know, I went and I met her in Los Angeles when I went to the Mind Valley reunion, the conference there. And then I was asked to speak with the people that I did my speaking program with upstairs. We had this event called Time Talks. But anyway, this relationship, it wasn't a relationship, it was a connection, whatever. But it became a little bit overwhelming for me. It was more like, you know, I noticed that she didn't like it when I was, this is just from what I was experiencing anyway. And again, like I said, no judgment on her. She's an amazing person. But, you know, again, people come into your life for a reason, whatever. And so I noticed that when I was speaking to other people, I felt uncomfortable because she was there. And it was like, I couldn't leave by myself. She was always around. And like, I almost felt like, even, you know, it could be that she was trying to protect me. Like, she was like, she knew who I was in a way, you know, and she was like, I don't want to let him go. Right. But I just felt I felt her energy over me. I felt her presence. I felt a little bit uncomfortable, uneasy. I couldn't be myself. You know, I felt like she was a bit controlling at the same time. I don't know, you know, that's how I felt, you know. Anyway, long story short, I left as I was leaving to go back to Australia. This is March 2018. She gave me a ticket. She got me a ticket because she was an ambassador in Speak and Inspire. She gave me a ticket, a free ticket, to go to the Lisa Nichols Speak and Write conference. So I went back to Australia, and then I was there for 3 or 4 weeks living at my sister's house. I wasn't making any money. I just came back from America. I visited all these people that I connected with on social media. One of them was David Power Talk. I went and visited my friend Jamie in Florida. I've met her on Instagram. I've known her now for the last 5 years. She's amazing. I met someone else in Toronto. I went to meet my cousin I've never met in Chicago. I went to meet Johnny Olsen in Boca Raton in Florida. And these are people I met on social media. So I was like, I've gone to America. I'm going to go around and see if I can meet these people. So I did. Anyway, so I went back to Australia and then I'm sitting there and I'm like, what am I doing? And this was a part of the journey, guys, of like transformation, change, solitude. What am I here for? What's the next step? Where do I go? And so I'm living at my sister's house and I've got this ticket, which is in like 4 weeks' time for this event. And I'm like, I don't want to be here. Like I felt it. I felt it within my soul. I was like, I don't want to be around my family. And this was a part of the massive transformation that I went through because I had to disconnect myself from everything that kind of had a hold on me. You know, your family has such a massive influence on you. Your friends, the people you're surrounded by all your life. And that's why I started this episode by saying, do you really know who you truly are? And because I didn't know I was this person. I didn't know I could be this person. I didn't know I could grow. And I didn't know I have this greatness and gift and power within myself because I'd never taken the time to get to know myself, nurture myself, love myself, accept myself, forgive myself, be proud of myself, spend more time with me than I do with other people so I can get to know who the fuck I really am. I said, well, I'm going. So what did I do? The first thing, I rang up my cousin in Chicago and I'm like, hey, I've got this speak and write event in San Diego. I'm kind of thinking like, would it be possible if I could come to Chicago and like live at your place for three months? Because all I could get with the ESTA visa, right? Australia and US, they have this visa where you just tourist visa 90 days, you know, and that was the maximum. And I just said, would it be okay if I came? Like, and just stayed at your house, you know? And she said, yes, of course, we'd love to have you. Mind you, I've only just met her the first time of three weeks ago. My dad's first cousin's daughter. And she was like, yeah, we'd love to have you. I was like, fuck. And there was, you know, there was a connection between us, you know, like she really resonated with my energy and who I am. And so when she said yes, I was like, amazing, right? Cool. So what happened? I went to San Diego. I went to that conference and then I met that lady again. She was there and I was avoiding her. And then I had a big fallout with her because she just triggered me. And I was just like, her energy was just like, I don't know. But anyway, we had a bit of an argument at one point. I was avoiding her the whole time. But guess what? Even though I had this experience with her that wasn't really comfortable and that I didn't really vibe with her anymore, and I was just like, leave me alone. Like, you know. She has helped me. Like she was someone that believed in me. She helped me grow during the first speaking program I did. She gave me the ticket to Speak and Write, which I'm sitting, and this is what I was going to start with, but I had to give you a backstory. I'm sitting in the audience. I'm sitting like maybe three rows from the back inside this conference, right? Lisa Nichols is on stage. She's speaking as she does so well, as she, you know, transformational speaker and motivational speaker. She's an inspiration. She's freaking phenomenal. She's the best in the business. And she's on stage and she brings up one of her students. So one of her students who has done one of her speaking programs, in-person speaking program. And so as this person comes up, I'm sitting there. And let me tell you how much fear I have of being seen. Because that was what it was, right? When I was trying to discover what I wanted to do and I was thinking about building this gym and moving to Poland, I came up with the awareness that I had a fear of public speaking. And so this was the whole kind of awareness and journey of uncovering this fear. What is this fear? And so after doing it, now what I've realized, it's not a fear of, we all think we have this. We all think we have this fear of public speaking. And let me tell you guys, that what I've learned, it's not a fear of public speaking. Sure, you get a little bit anxious or whatever because it's not something you're really used to when you've got people in front of you. But what it is it's a fear of being seen, fear of people judging you. It's a lack of confidence in yourself. It's not the public speaking. It's like, how sure are you of yourself? What's your level of self-worth? How confident and content are you with who it is that you are and what you look like? How much do you not give a fuck about what anyone thinks about you? You might feel nervous for 30 seconds, but then you'll crush the shit out of your conversation, what you're going to talk about. And so there I am sitting in that audience, right? And she's walking. She comes down and she starts walking around. And she goes, how about we hear from some men? We've got so many women here. So how about we hear from some, are there any men that would like to share? And immediately my heart dropped and I was just like, fucking hell. And I was trying to hide. I was like going, sinking down. And I was just like, don't look at me. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Because guess what would happen then? If I said, oh yeah, 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 I'll say something. What's going to happen? All the attention is going to be on me. Everyone's going to be looking at me. And this is huge. What a fear. Like throat, I won't be able to speak. I'll get stuck, right? I'll choke. My face will go red. Like I'll be freaking nervous as fuck. So there was this massive fear. So she's on stage. Anyway, that was the experience. And I was like, and then, no, she didn't call me up, but I just hid, right? She's on stage now and she's brought up one of her students and the student takes over and she starts speaking. And then Lisa takes over eventually and she shares that this is the result of her speaking program. These are the results that people get. They build their confidence and then they're able to get up on stage and communicate and share their story. And when I was witnessing this while I was at a conference, I was like, wow. And all I could feel was, this is my time. You know, and given that experience that I just went through in the audience, how I was afraid to say anything because I was one of the small amount of men that were there, I was like, that's it, man. I'm done. I've fucking had enough of this shit. I'm fucking investing in myself. I'm doing this program. I don't give a shit how much it costs. I want to be on that stage. I want to stop being fucking scared. I want to stop living in fear. I want to share my story. I want to grow. And so the moment that Lisa said, everybody who would like to access this program and who would like to be a part of this and would like to learn some more information, everybody stand up and go to the back of the room. And I got up and I went. And then she talked to us, there was a few people, about the discount and the price and what was available. And anyone who wants to take action and can make a deposit or payment right now, please put your hand up. And I was like, yep, let's go. And I went straight and I got my credit card out. I didn't even have any money. It was just credit card. And I paid. And so the reason why I'm sharing this with you guys is because Lisa Nichols has been someone for me. I was sharing her and her exercises of the mirror work that changed my life with my coaching family, you know, my clients, yesterday. And I noticed this every time I watch her speak, I get a lump in my throat and I get emotional. Like her transformation, if you haven't listened to her story, go on to YouTube, type in Lisa Nichols. I'm sure you'll find one of the Goldcast videos that goes for like 8 minutes and it shares a story of Lisa Nichols and what she's been through and who she is. But the moment, and I remember this when I was still working in the government and I was just finishing off there, I had like 3 or 4 months left. I remember starting to listen to Lisa Nichols and I was listening to like her speeches and like 30 minute, 40 minute, 50 minute hour speeches at Mind Valley. And I was, while I was driving, you know, like my car became my university. That's where I was learning and being inspired so much. And there is just something within her energy, her presence, the way she communicates that I feel so connected to her. And when she speaks, I just, like, I get emotional. You know, it's even different to Les Brown. Like Les Brown has changed, like helped me to change my life. Like he's someone that's a huge inspiration to me. And I know that in the next couple of years, because he's getting older, I'm going to have to speak with him on stage and I will meet him. That's always been something I'm manifesting. Lisa Nichols, just my emotional connection with her is just ridiculous. Like, I just had to share that with you guys because fuck, man, like when I watch her content, like she just, and this is what I find as well with a lot of you guys that end up working with me, is so many people say the same thing, or even just I get direct messages on Instagram saying, you know, your what you say and how you say it and your podcast and this, I've been watching you for a while and like you've changed my life and all that kind of stuff. So I know that I have that effect on people also, that when you tap into the frequency that I'm on and the energy that I'm projecting towards you, and as you're listening to this or watching this on YouTube or Spotify or Apple, wherever you listen to this episode, that you also tune into that, and it's powerful shit. And that's the one thing that I want to remind you of, because one thing that we do is we discredit our story. You know, we discredit who we are. We discredit what it is that we've been through. We discredit and lower ourselves to, you know, kind of a way of thinking of like, my story doesn't matter. I wouldn't be inspirational. You know, no one would want to listen to me. And let me tell you, man, there's not enough people sharing their story. There's not enough people taking action like this and getting out of their comfort zone and letting, stopping fear control you, because that's really what it is. It's fear, you know? And yeah, there can be many aspects. It's not just, you know, social conditioning and programming from the media, right? But it's also your own trauma and pain and what you've experienced being parented and what you didn't receive when you were a child that has caused you to feel insecure or, you know, feelings of rejection or abandonment. There's a lot of that involved as well. But again, you've got to take responsibility of your life. No one's coming to fucking save you. No one's going to give you what you deserve. What you deserve is success. What you deserve, success is your birthright. What you deserve is to live a fulfilling life. What you deserve is to have inner peace. But in order for you to have that, you've got to take some uncomfortable action. You've got to go through the journey and trust the process, have faith in the process, as David Power Talk will say, because you really just don't know what you have within yourself unless you stay persistent and you follow the process. Because, you know, what's up ahead for me is also going to still blow my mind. I'm, you know, I can see, I understand who I am. I know what's going on with my journey and who I'm becoming, but 5 years ago, I couldn't see it. I mean, I was thinking about it, but like I didn't appreciate how things could evolve. And the way that things evolve is because of your consistency and because you are more disciplined and because you do sacrifice. That's the truth. You, in order for you to get what you deserve, there's sacrifices that are involved. And sometimes you got to lose people, right? Sometimes you got to say no. Man, in fact, a lot of times you have to say no. And that's one of the uncomfortable experiences of setting healthy boundaries. What comes with, you know, really putting yourself first and loving yourself is having to set healthy boundaries with people and say no. Say no to things that don't serve you anymore. One of my recent members that joined us in the Superpower Mastermind, and if he's listening to this, Matthew, I'm so proud of you, man. But he shared a story that as soon as he started working with us, you know, he said, you know, my mom, she invited me to come to France and to come for a holiday for the family, you know, and he's 24, you know, and when I started talking to him and working with him, I was like, man, this is my 24-year-old self. And I was like, bro, if I started this journey when I was 24, not 33, where I'd be right now would be incredible. And so that's why I was even inspired for him as well, even more, because I was like, wow, you're 24 and you want to come and do this work. Right? You want to grow. You want to become a better version of yourself. You want to transform. You want to speak your truth. You want to be a speaker. You want to show up. Wow. You know, and I looked at him and I was just like, man, that's me when I'm 24. And I'm like, man, if I can do anything for him, I'm going to make sure that by the time he's 30, he is going to be living his dreams just like I am. You know, because if you stick to this and if you do this work like I've done it and you follow the process, that's who you're going to become, bro. I said, I am the future of who you're becoming. I said, you want to look at me and go, that's who I'm going to be if I do this work and I stick to this process. And I'm like, bro, surely that's exciting. You know, surely you want to look at that and go, damn, I'm excited to meet my future self. You know, and it's just like me thinking about where I'm going to be in 6 years' time, you know, when I'm 44, right? I'm like, wow, I can already see it. It's like Gary Vee, who he was 10 years ago and who he is now, one of the most successful entrepreneurs and speakers and you know, public figures out there. But 10 years ago, it wasn't like that. He was just up and coming and growing, right? And what he's done, it's just compounding, Action, action, action. But most of us don't start because we don't believe that it's possible for us. Most of us don't start because we don't want to be seen at the bottom. The truth is, man, it's one day or day one, because time goes, it doesn't care about you. Every day is a day for you to grow. And that's the way that I look at it. What am I doing today to help me become a better version of myself tomorrow? Because time freaking flies, man. Like, once upon a time, I was in year six at school and I had braces on. You know, I saw a photo of me when I was playing soccer when I was basically freaking 12 or 13. I had braces. And it's like, shit, man. There were times where I probably thought I wasn't going to make it. There were times where through my 20s, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know my purpose or what I'm good at, or, you know, I just didn't understand. And that's why I think for everyone, it's different. Some people evolve quicker. Some people become aware of their power, their greatness, their intelligence of who it is that they really are. Some people just fall into what their parents wanted them to become. Some people just fall into being influenced by their friends and what their friends are doing. And so they kind of conform and become like their friends. And again, remember that we always stick to what's comfortable and what's familiar. And this is why this is so extraordinary for you to be on this journey. Because when I say you don't really know who you are, if you've been surrounded by the same people all your life, then it's very highly probable that you don't know who you are in terms of your gifts and your greatness and your true magic that you have within yourself. And that's why, like, even myself is a constant evolution of like connecting with different like-minded or people who are on a higher frequency. Because as I connect with that, I learn more, I become more, I'm exposed to more. And this is, again, the purpose of life. Not only is to grow in age, the purpose of life is to grow as a person, to expand. We have so much unlimited potential and untapped potential. And I'm sure you've heard stuff like, you know, we only use 5% of our brain. We only use like such a small amount of our intelligence, of who it is that we really are. And of course, maybe we're never going to be able to access all of it, but you've got to understand that your peace will come from fulfillment. And the more that you're doing what is fulfilling you, the more that you're tapping into doing stuff that makes you happy, that brings you joy, the more that you're in a state of peace and the more that you can discover who it is that you are, because you're not living on a depressive lower vibration. Because a depressive state, what's that going to help you achieve? Fuck all. It's going to make you feel like you can't achieve anything. It's going to lower you. It's a shit vibe, like for real. Say yes to our healing, yes to our success, yes to our growth, yes to becoming a better version of yourself, yes to being the fucking change that we need to see in the world, not fucking pointing fingers and going, oh, they should do this or they should do that. It's like change starts with you. It ain't start with something outside of yourself. It's always like telling other people what to do. And it's like, bro, you can change the world by changing yourself and stop making excuses. Right, I'm going to call out my best friend Danilo, because he always says this shit and pisses me off. But again, everyone's different and I'm not judging him. I'm just talking about it because maybe there's other people that also say this shit. So for example, every time he's always started about talking to go to the gym or getting started in a routine or something like that, he'll always say, I'm going to start on Monday. I love you, bro, if you're listening. But like, for example, I spoke to him, I think a couple of days ago, and I'm like, I'm at the gym. I'm going back to the gym. I've got to get back into my routine. I can't stay. And whatever, you know, he can have his reasons. But I'm just checking in with you guys because I'm sure that there's a lot of us that probably do the same shit. I'll start on Monday. The fuck does Monday have to do with anything? It's fucking today. It's one day or day one. Like, take action now. Don't sit there and go, oh, you know what? When the time is right, when I feel better. When you feel better will be the fucking end of your life where you'll sit there and regret and go, oh my gosh, I wasted it. All those weeks I wasted because I was like, I'm going to start on Monday or at the beginning of the month, I'm going to start. And this is the time that we waste. You know, the next week, like today's Wednesday, right? It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's 5 days of growth. 5 days where after those 5 days, you'll be feeling fucking amazing because you took action, right? 5 days of not wasting and being lazy and fucking, you got fucking dreams to fulfill, mate. There's growth that is supposed to be achieved because you take that action, uncomfortable action, even when you don't feel like it. Because you're never going to feel like it. It's never going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to go to the gym. I can't wait. I'm so excited. It's never like that. It's discipline. It's consistency. It's you going, you know what? I want to take care of my fucking body, right? Go to the gym because you love yourself, not because you fucking hate yourself. So many people are going to the gym, going to exercise because they fucking hate what they see in the mirror. And that's not going to help you. Love yourself. That's why you go and exercise, because you want to take care of your physical energy. That's what self-love is about, right? Don't hate yourself. That's why you're motivated to go to the gym, right? Appreciate where you are right now. Accept yourself for who you are and love yourself, as in take care of yourself. That's self-care. I care about me. What you're fighting with is your mind, because your mind is so fucking programmed with all this shit. Hence why you got to listen to this podcast and listen to fucking Ed Milet and listen to bloody Lewis Howes and listen to Gary Vee and listen to fucking Trent Shelton and listen to Tony Robbins and listen to, you know, Les Brown and listen to David Power Talk. Like, listen to people that are going to motivate you and inspire you and uplift you and encourage you to override the stupid conversation in your head. Listen to George White, the speaker. Get out of your fucking head, because if you stay in your head and keep saying, I'm going to fucking start on Monday, you're going to waste your life. The version of you in 5 years' time that is living their dreams, they've fucking achieved it all, they're living their best life, they're looking at you going, hurry the fuck up, man. Stop wasting time. Stop procrastinating. Stop staying in your head and listening to that self-doubt, that negative conversation, that fear. Stop living in the past. I'm fucking waiting for you, man. For those of you who are not in a relationship and you're yearning to manifest the person that you feel will add to your life in such a beautiful way, you want to attract a healthy relationship. Guess what? In order for you to attract that, you have to become it. And there is a person on another timeline, on a frequency, right? And they are growing. And they are waiting for you. But the more you procrastinate, the more you waste time, the more you don't grow, the more you don't evolve, you won't meet them. Be inspired that you're going to attract exactly what you deserve by the work that you put in, by how consistent you stay. Have that vision and let that vision pull you. Guys, you know I'm coming to Laguna Beach, right? I just want to remind you, I'm also going to be in Atlanta in October as well. Couple of speaking, big speaking events, and I'm also considering, I'm just planting the seed, Detroit and Chicago. So I'm fucking pumped, man, because I can't wait to meet you guys. If you haven't got your tickets for Laguna Beach, Instagram, link in my profile, click there, go to my website, lukemindpower.com/home, click on live events, and you'll be able to purchase tickets for the live event in Laguna Beach, 28th and 29th of September, or get virtual tickets. If you're not going to be in America or you're on the East Coast, for example, or wherever you are, get virtual tickets, because it's a two-day event, right? And you will have access to the virtual live stream for up to 30 days. So you can simply just, there's the link for the events is in the show notes for the podcast, but you can also just go on my website, lukemindpower.com/home, and click on live events, and you'll see the live events that are coming up. All right. I've got a live event coming up in Sydney as well, end of August. So I'm going to be sharing that on my platforms soon. But man, lots of stuff coming and happening. So I'm super pumped, super excited to, you know, continue this journey and get up in front of people and do my thing, because this is what I love to do. And I know the impact that it has on people that come and connect with me physically in this, you know, proximity. So it's going to be exciting. So I can't wait to see you guys there. If you haven't got your tickets, just go to my website or click the link in the show notes on this episode, and get your tickets, man, because they are selling fast. And again, like I said, if you want to just access virtually, you can't make it to the live event. It is called the Quantum Success Leadership Summit. And it is hosted by Suzanne Adams. She's a freaking powerful TEDx speaker as well. She's an entrepreneur and an author as well of Quantum Vibes and Girl Awakened. I think that's the one, her other book. But she's phenomenal, man. And it's going to be such an extraordinary, electric event. It's going to be freaking transformational, and it's going to be a party as well. So I can't wait to be there. 28th, 29th of September. It's coming around so quickly. And I remember when Suzanne invited me for the event like 5 months ago, and I was like, yeah, plenty of time. And it's like August now. And I'm like, shit, it's around the corner. So freaking amazing. But this is what happens when you keep taking action, keep believing in yourself, you don't quit. And funny enough, as I was sharing with you guys about North America, and when I went there 2019, when I came back from that trip, that was when I actually started the podcast. I came back in end of July 2019. And then in August, I started this podcast. And, you know, here we are. And that's why I love the podcast as well, because it also shows my journey, you know, of starting from episode one. And this is episode 200 and something already. You know what I mean? So if you want to look for evidence of growth, and let me tell you something about podcasts before we finish up, guys, because I am seeing this happen a lot. And I just want to encourage you, okay, in order for you to achieve the results, and this is a great example for your success, whatever you're trying to do. If you start a podcast, fucking stay consistent. Once a week, man, one episode a week, right? The results I'm getting now because I didn't quit. 2019, it's 2023. It's fucking the same time that I started. It's basically 4 years ago, right now. I started this 4 years ago and I stayed consistent. One episode a week. Sometimes I do more than one, but one episode a week. I see so many people, they start a podcast, they do it for a week, they do it for a month, and then all of a sudden, or they do it for 3 months and then that's it. They disappeared again. It's like, man, don't give up on your fucking calling. You're speaking your truth for a reason, but what are you being discouraged by? Because you don't have an audience? Because no one's listening? Because you feel like you're wasting your time. Do you know who fucking was listening when I started? No one. I didn't fucking, you know, who was listening? My family. I remember sharing my first episode with my family at my sister's house. I was like, this is the Luke, this, and my podcast was called Hustle and Motivate at that time. And I share with them the introduction. I even got my sister to do the introduction of the podcast at that time. And I was excited because I shared it with my family. That was the only people that were listening at the time. So don't get discouraged just because you don't have fucking 100 people, 200 people, 300 people, 1,000 people listening. And now I look at all my social media platforms because of my consistency and action, my YouTube channel. You know, it blew from freaking 5,000 to 140,000 in like 2 months. You know, how does that happen? But if I had quit when I had 5,000, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been doing my YouTube channel for 2 years and it's fucking hasn't grown and nothing's changed. So, well, I'm just going to give up. This is the truth, guys. You got to stay consistent and you got to have your own back and you got to, you know, be your biggest fan. You know, when people don't believe in you, I believe in you, but when people don't believe in yourself, man. You know, have faith in the journey, have faith in the process, because nothing worthwhile is fucking easy. It is fucking hard. Life is challenging. But there are little ways that you can invest in yourself where you can be a little bit more conscious and aware of what it is that you're surrounding yourself with, the people who you're connected with, the things that you engage with, and set those boundaries, man, because your dreams are waiting. That better version of yourself is up ahead, yelling at you every day to get up and to take action and to make it happen. So I hope to see you in Laguna Beach or in Atlanta. But if you want more on my events, you'll see them on my website, lukemindpower.com/home. It's a blessing to be alive, guys, and I've just enjoyed this session with you. I hope that you have an amazing day wherever you are around the world. Make sure you share this episode with your friends, inspire some more people, wake some more people up to their greatness. I can't wait to meet you at the live events that I'm going to be doing all around the world. And just going back before I finish, I was going to tell you that I knew that a lot of my work is going to be in North America when I went there. And when I came back, I was like, that's where I'm supposed to be. Of course, I'm going to be coming to Europe. Of course, I'm doing events in Australia, but I knew it. I could feel it. And guess what's happening now? 2023, I'm going to North America and I'm doing events there. Is that crazy? It's not crazy. It's just manifestation of what it is that you believe in. From 2018, it started, right? And your dream will come to pass if you keep believing, you keep taking action, you keep showing up for yourself and you keep surrounding yourself with the right environment, the right people in your life. And yeah, it's uncomfortable. You can sit there and go, it's easier said than done. I know. But it's up to you, man. Live in regret. Look back in 5 years' time and go, oh, I wonder what would have happened if I'd believed in myself a little bit more. I wonder what would have happened if I would have been a better version of myself. I wonder what would have happened if I actually went through a journey of self-love and like learned to really love myself and accept myself for who I am. Or I wonder what would have happened if I built a little bit more confidence in myself. And I wonder who would I be now? You don't want to sit there, man, in 5 years' time thinking shit like that. You don't want to get to the end of your life and even be thinking, oh, you know what? I fucking doubted myself too much. I lived in fear all the time. You know, all I kept talking about was how I got fucked up when I was a child. All the trauma and shit. That's what I thought about my whole life. And then when you're fucking 80, you're going to be talking about that shit going, yeah, that's all I thought about my whole life. That's why I was depressed. I was fucking felt like shit. And I let that consume me all my life. You have some powerful decisions to make as you finish this episode, okay? The first thing you need to do is go and leave me a review on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. Go and leave me a review. Leave a comment in the comment section of the YouTube channel. Click the subscribe button and send me some love because I love reading all your comments. But it's so good to be connected with you guys again. I'm so excited to do more podcast episodes from my parents' house because this is a very powerful room, even just with all this Jesus and stuff. Like, I feel it, you know. Jesus for me is just unconditional love. He's a beautiful man that was on this earth and that, you know, spread love and acceptance and sent his energy, beautiful healing energy. I believe that when you come from a place of unconditional love, and that's what you have, this peace, and when you touch people, they feel your energy and you can heal the world because of your beauty and what you have within yourself. That's how powerful it is. Amazing. Anyway, love you guys. I'll see you very soon. Peace out. Thank you for joining me on this journey of self-discovery and growth. If you're ready to grow and reach your full potential and find inner peace, send me a DM that says, I want inner peace, and I'll send you the next steps. You can accomplish anything you set your mind to. When you change your mind, you change your whole life. So don't hesitate and send that DM over to me. Myself and my team can't wait to meet you and witness your transformation in full glory. See you next week.